Okay. All right, so we are in Rish Pei Beis Sivches. So, Bayis Shalo Sefer Torah Lo Yishamish Mitaso Ad Sheyotzio. So that's what the tour here says, that one is not allowed to have relations until you take the Sefer Torah out of the room, Imesh Lo Makom Lotzio, if you have a place to take it. Vim Ein Lo Makom Lotzio, well, you know, let's just do in the Beis Yosef here. So the Beis Yosef says, B'sof Perek, on the bottom of that page, B'sof Perek, Misha Mesu. So at the end of this parak in Maseches Brachos, Tanya Bayis Sheyesh Lo Sefer Torah Utfilin Asur L'Shamish Bo Esamita Ad Sheyotziem Ot Sheyinasem Kli B'soch Kli. Now one is not permitted to have relations in the, it says bias, but bias we generally assume to mean room, right? The room where there is Tfilin or a Sefer Torah in there until you either remove them or you put them in a vessel contained within another vessel. Kli Mit B'toch Kli. So it's interesting, right? Just tefillin and Sefer Torah. So what is clearly not included or not mentioned in the Gemara, that is other svarim, right? So there's this constant tension of, well, what are other svarim compared to a Sefer Torah? And then beyond that is a mezuzah, right? Is a mezuzah, what role does a mezuzah play in this? So we'll see. So those are the two options: take it out or put within another kli. So Amar Abayi lo shanu el b'kli she'enu kolayin, aval b'kli she'hu kolayin afilu asara mani kachad man edamu. He says that's only if it's an opaque case, right? Opaque means nothing can go through. But if it's a clear case, right? If you just put up a glass. A plexiglass COVID guard, right? So that's not a meaningful blockage. Even if you have 10 of them, it's not going to count. Amarava glima akamtara kekli b'toch kli dami, that if you have some kind of coat on top of some other kli, so that counts. And Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech la'asos lo mechitza yud. So then comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and says, you know what? A Sefer Torah should be, you should really, whether it says you should really or not, but you should make a wall that is 10 tefachim high. There should be a physical separate, a physical barrier. Marzutra ikla levei Ravashi, chazio leduchte demar bar Ravashi. So one time Marzutra visited Ravashi's house, and he happened to see the bedroom of Mar bar Ravashi. So the manach be sefer Torah va'avi le mechitza yud. So he saw, noticed that he had a sefer Torah in his room, and he had a mechitza that was 10 tefachim high. So Amar Le says, who are you pasking like? Come on, who are you holding like? Yeshua ben Levi. What do you mean? I'm holding like Yeshua ben Levi. See, imur the Amar Yeshua ben Levi, the leis le beit achrin. He says, no. Yeshua ben Levi only said this when there was no other place to put it. Marha isle beis achrisi. But you have another place to put it, meaning you can put it in the next room. So Amar Le love a daiti. He says, oh, I didn't think about that. I think that's our Peirush Rashi, lo nasati al libi. Right? It never entered my mind that that's what he meant. So does that mean that he's right, or does it mean that he's not right? Right? Does it mean that he assumed like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was really correct, that really l'chadchili, that this whole wall thing is only b'di'evad, but l'chadchili should bring it to another room? Or maybe he was just pushing him aside, right? So we gave a couple of stories of Rabbanim who had peculiar minhagim, and when asked about them, just kind of said, "Oh, I forgot. I didn't realize." So what does he mean here? Anyways, Umash Bele LaRam. The Rambam says the Chol Deleis Le Beisa Achrini Shari LaNicho Kli B'Toch Kli. The Chdamashva Pashta DeBrisa the Katani Bayis Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah Oshinitam Kli B'Soch Kli. So says the Rambam assumes that that whenever there's another bias, you're permitted to put it a vessel within another vessel. Okay. V'nira li lefi shita zudim ein lo bayis acher im efshelo lasos mechitza gavo yudvachim adif mehanachas kli b'toch kli. But it appears to me, says the Beis Yosef, according to him, I mean according to the Rambam, we're going to see that the Rush disagrees soon. Okay. So dim ein bayis acher im efshar lo lasos mechitza, if you can make a mechitza that's more than 10 fachim, so that's considered better than this kli b'soch kli business, right? That's better than the double covering, is to have this wall. V'zeo shechidish Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi v'amar sefer Torah tzarich lasos lo mechitza gavoa yud fachim. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said when he said that what you should do is these 10 fachim, kolomar, even though tefillin, even though, right, you sheyachol lo tziyam o lasos lehem mechitza gavoa yud fachim mutra al When it comes to a pair of tefillin, that you can put within the vessel, within another vessel. But say for Torah, that's not true. That if you can do the 10 tefachim thing, it's not permissible for you to do kli besoch kli. Okay, right, and that's what Rabbi Shimon Levi meant when he said that a Sefer Torah, meaning when Rabbi Shimon Levi's edition of this wall, he only said with regards to a Sefer Torah. So it suggests the Beis Yosef, yeah, that's because the Ten Tefachim thing is considered to be better than the Kli B'toch Kli, but when it comes to Tefillin, we're not going to have a problem with that. Why should there be a difference? I'm not sure. I don't know why you would distinguish. I mean, what exactly is the Isser here? The Isser seems to be doing Tashmi Shemitah when there is Tashmishi Kedusha around, when there is something that is holy around. So why you should distinguish between a Tefillin and Sefer Torah, I'm not really sure. Okay, and then he adds here at the end, and by the way, the details of what it means to be a Kli B'soch Kli, I talk about that in Or HaChaim Siman Mem Aleph, so we'll take a look there a little bit later. And then, but the Rush disagrees. If you look at towards the bottom of the Beis Yosef, it says, Vamar Avram Zal Kasav Delo Shari B'Sefer Torah B'Kli B'soch Kli, that the Rush held, or meaning the Torah quotes from his father, right? Sham V'Taimo, why? Mida Amar Rishub and Levi Sefer Torah Tzarech La'asos Lo Mechitza Gavo Yudfachim Mashba Da'asol and Meimar the Sefer Torah Lo Sagi Le Banachas Kli B'soch Kli, but rather you should have the Mechitza at least 10 Tfachim high. Yilaislai, if you don't have another house. And that's what the Brisa meant. Oh, actually, nothing. Kli b'soch kli, lo kai asefer Torah el tefillin. V'chein kasav harash, v'chidusha, v'chein kasav agos. Maimon yushem smag, v'sefer truma. Ulinyan halacha came into Rabban din hu upashto lemeimer der Yeshuv and Levi mash b'kavasei lemidi. That because most of the poskim, sure, but because most of the poskim assume against the Rambam, so that's how I'm going to paskin. So this is one of those cases where the Beis Yosef says, yeah, the Rambam holds what he holds, but we're going to be machmir. We're going to be machmir and require, essentially, that the Sefer Torah exit the room, and that this entire thing is only, this whole thing with the wall, or the Kli B'toch Kli, that's only a din b'di'avid. Yes, Ricky. And ask Shua for help, okay?
I don't need help.
Okay. Fine. Right, so he would not allow the Kli B'soch Kli. So he is only, so the Rush would only say you're not allowed to do a vessel with another vessel. If you can move it to another room, move it to another room. And if not, you have to put a wall up of 10 tefachim high between you and the Sefer Torah. And then you have here at the end, however, umiyu b'chol sifrei hakodesh afilu b'chumashim shari below tochli. The Rush says this as well. This is only by Sefer Torah, but by other sifrei kodesh and chumashim, because they're not made beglila to be wound up, sagi luhu b'kli al kli. That's permitted to be kli al kli. And the Rashba also adds kasu sheish lahachmer b'chumashim kumu b'sefer Torah v'gos. Ma'amini kasu she'afal pishin istapku atosvos im tzarech lahachmer b'chumashim istaber she'in tzarech lahachmer. We don't have to be machmer. And there the Beis Yosef also concludes that because the Rush is make with regards to other things will be makel with them, but only to say that they're like tefillin, that will allow this vessel within another vessel thing, but not to say that they are like a sefer Torah. Okay, so that is the Beis Yosef Rambam versus Rush, and then this little nakuda at the end of will be makel with svarim more than we will be by a sefer Torah. So how is this then deduced? So if you see. So you turn to page 3, I believe, right? So in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Ches on page 3, that by Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah, Lo Yishamish Bo Mitaso Ad Sheyutziyo, that if you have a Sefer Torah, you should not have, one should not have relations until you remove it. If you don't have a place to put it, you should make a mechitza at least 10 tefachim high. But to this idea of a kli b'soch kli she'enu miyuchad, right? So that's an sort of an additional line which comes from Or HaChaim, which we'll get to. It has to be a vessel within another vessel that is not set aside for that. Right, eino mutter ela b'tefillin. That's only permissible by tefillin. So what does that mean? So lechora, that means that a tefillin bag, right? So what do we have by our tefillin? Just so you think about this, right? So usually most of our tefillin, we have the boxes, right? The parshiyos themselves are within the boxes, although there is, you could say, the shin on the tefillin counts. But that's within a plastic container. The plastic container is within a bag, and often the bag is within another bag, right? So, meaning plastic or sometimes even a solid thing. So is that considered a kli b'soch kli? So one could suggest that, perhaps it's not considered a kli b'soch kli. Why? Because what was the line that the Shulchan Aruch said here? That it needs to be a kli b'soch kli she'enu miyuchad l'kach, that is not set aside for it, right? That needs to be... That is not a tefillin bag, right? It needs to be like an additional bag. So putting it in a shopping bag then is what's going to count, in addition to the other coverings that you have. Okay, so that seems to be what we're talking about. Okay, so ela betfilin, the shar kisvei hakodesh v'chumashim, and with regards to other kisvei kodesh and chumashim, but not with the sefer Torah. Lest the Sefer Torah requires the wall, or preferably being moved to another room. Varamba Matir Afa Sefer Torah, the Rambam permits it, v'imperish taliso al ha'argis shemunach bo chashuv kekli b'soch kli. And if you put your talis on top of your argis, which sounds like it is like some kind of like trunk or a wall unit or some kind of thing that actually has a physical barrier in front of it already, yeah?
A cabinet,
right? But it's not just an open bookshelf, right? It's talking about a closed bookshelf. Then you put something on top of that, right? So that's.
But if it's specifically for a sefer Torah, that might not count either.
Right. The curtain is not going to count, right? I mean, right. A parochas in front of the aron, that's not going to count, right?
Right, so the shiva houses a lot of times they put a talus over the whole aura, right? So, but that's only one covering now.
No, but the aron itself is a covering.
The aron is specific.
No. You only need one. You only need one that's not miyuchad l'kach.
Oh, okay.
No,
so
we don't have a shiva house.
So that talus would count as
the second one, yeah.
It wouldn't be in the bedroom.
Right. This isn't to separate it from Kedusha. This is specifically a din. This is specifically a din with Tashmish Shamita. Interestingly, it seems like we are more, perhaps even more makel with regards to bringing to a bathroom, although maybe that's considered the same thing. But how does this apply to like a room where you like changing clothing? I mean, specifically, the Gemara is bringing this up with regards to Tashmish Shamita in the room, not necessarily with other, with changing clothes and things, which people do. Meaning, like every yeshiva dorm room has farim all over the place. But it could also be that they're maybe not makbid not to change out in the open. But anyway, so it specifically seems to be a Sefer Torah, a Tashmish-related halacha. To the point that actually that it's found in Hilchos Tashmish Shemitah, which we sort of will see. Okay, so what is the...
So the chumashim, these are like the chumashim that we are... year with today, which are books in the Torah, is a Torah that we consider a Torah today?
Oh no, I think there what he's calling chumashim are scrolls that don't have the full Sefer Torah, that don't have Kedusha Sefer Torah to them.
Right, I mean, there would be manuscript. This is before the printing press, I think, right?
Right. Okay. So there is a suggestion. We'll see. So what is the binding of a book? I mean, we get to bookcases, right? So is a book binding, is that perhaps considered already a covering? Right? So, okay. So there's not much on top of the line here, right? The Shach pretty much tells you take a look in Or HaChaim for everything, right? Ayin Or HaChaim Simen Mem Midinim Elu, which is Hilchos Tefillin. If you take a look at the bottom, so the Pisgei Tshuva on the bottom says a couple of things. He says number one, in Tess, if you can make it out. So Bayis Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah. So ayin be, not sure what this is, bepanim meiros chelak av simin ayin dalit shakasav dechider hapasuach lebayis sheyesh bo sefer Torah osfarim asher l'shamish bitaso. Now, what about if you have a room that is open to the bayis that has a sefer Torah in it? So then that's also going to be a problem. Gam hacheder ahu v'im osav vilon lifnei hapasach shari ayin sham etzarchiin bezeh. Right, but if you hang a curtain, so then that would be okay. I mean, he's not talking about that you have a separate room and you close the door. This is talking about you have a separate room and it's open, but is hanging a curtain going to be sufficient? So he says yes, but then he also says v'tzarachin b'zeh, but that's a little questionable. Why? Because curtains can sway, right? But perhaps the a door, that should be sufficient. And then what is lo yishamish? What is that? So kasav b'tshuvas kavus yayir d'achalo mahani im hasfarim l'malam me'asar t'vachim. That it doesn't help that the svarim are above 10 tefachim, kim d'hani b'sif aleph. That we are mekil and sif aleph about setting a place for it and putting it in a special makom kadosh that's going to be above 10 tefachim. But that doesn't help here. If it's in the same room, that's going to be a problem. And also just a curtain surrounding the svarim or around the bed also isn't going to count. And then a mechitza, so I am b'tshuva shar Ephraim, de'im ha-mechitza asuya b'surigei chalonos shekorim gitter enomo eles va'aser. Sounds like also just a curtain, I'm not sure what it was, some kind of window curtain that's also not sufficient. And then he adds v'shar kisfei kodesh. So what do we say about that? So b'shuvas chavus yair, so the mechaber wanted to be machir about other svarim. So comes the chavus yair and says, what about, is there a heter perhaps for a talmud chacham who doesn't have much time? and there is svarim in there. I mean, that's the room that he has, and what's he going to do? So v'tzid eid lahakil. So the chavus yair wanted to be mekil b'svarim hanitpasim ayidei ovei kochavim. That if they're printed svarim by non-Jews, he's willing to be mekel. And if the svarim are b'chsav Ashkenazi, or if they're in French, right, they're in another language, also, yish gam kem tzad heter, there's room to be mekel. Va'olad imhu shasadcha gadol de'yevshar, and he comes out at the bottom, at the end of the day, that if it's not much, if the shasadcha gadol, that he's not able to do anything with them, meaning he, behem kedin ashas, yish lismoch ala na lahakel, either if it's bizmanu na, v'leil tevila, v'leil yitzia, ubiya b'derach. Meaning if there's one of those nights where there's specific kulas to have relations, so then one would be permitted to do it under those circumstances. And he says also, see the be'erhetiv in orachayim simin reish mem. Okay, so where does that, so where does this leave us? So if you take a look at the next page, so, right, he kept saying, refer to Simon Mem. So Simon Mem is here. It's an Orachaim and Hilchos Tefillin. Right? So Bai Shiyeshbo Beis Tefillin Asher L'Shamishbo Mita. So Achi Yotziu Achi Nichem B'Kli B'Sol Kli Vuhu She'in Hashenim Miyuchad Lehem Shimhu Miyuchad Afilu Meya Chashuvim Ke'achad. As long as it's not Miyuchad, if it is, then you need, right, the second one is not Miyuchad for it, plus if it was, so then even 100 wouldn't count. He says either way, that's okay. I mean, as long as they are not all miyuchid lahen, right? So says the Rama that that's going to be sufficient. So now, so he gets into the details of it, right? If you look in Mishnah Berurah Dalid, Tefillin, he says, "V'hu adin chumashim, o sudurei tefilos, o shar svarim bein b'ksiva, o b'tfus, hakol yesh behem kedusha, uve'inu kli b'sokli." He says, everything has kedusha, requires a kli b'sokli, and fine. And even if it's printed, right? The Mishnah Berurah is machmir on all of those things. So we'll get to, so what about like bookshelves and things like that? So we'll hold off on that. But just while we're on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, so look towards the end of Sif Zayin, I guess the third wide line. He says, "Kasiv amagin Avram duhu adin b'mezuzah hakavua lifnim b'cheder." Right, the same halacha would be by a mezuzah that is inside the room. So tzar kli b'so kli. Right? It was a little bit odd that the Gemara didn't mention that. So he says a mezuzah that requires also the same halacha of a kli b'so kli. The hainu sheichasa oso b'beis kisuyin. The echad mehem yeh al kopanim enu miyuched la. He says, however, he needs two coverings, and at least one of them should be not miyuched for it, as we see. V'imal ha-mezuzah yesh kisui zechuches, o apsha mezuzah nearest misocha, afilu ha-hachi nechsheves kisui echad, v'day b'prisa sudar al mezuzah, da'ata lo mischaze v'kein kasav divrei chaim. What about if you can see through it, all right, see through the mezuzah, so that's through the covering, so that's not going to count. That only counts as one, but you're going to need a covering for it. So aval chuliyama lo mahani im yichsena od beschuches melmala afagash shemchusu b'shnei kisuyin ta mezuzah nearest misochan. He says, however, if you can see, if you have a see-through case and then a see-through covering for the mezuzah, so that's not going to count, right? So what do you need? So you need, if you have a, so most, but this doesn't happen that often, most bedrooms have the mezuzah outside the door, right? Most bedrooms you open into the you open the door into the room, in which case the mezuzah is outside the room. So this is generally not an issue, but it does come up a couple of scenarios. One is if you have like a walk-in closet in the room, so you have a mezuzah going into the walk-in closet, so that would require a mezuzah. Or sometimes, and this I'm becoming like an expert in bedrooms in town here for my mezuzah work. So in Bala, apparently, they have a lot of master bedrooms have a room where you walk in, and then there's like, you have a closet on one side and a bathroom on the other side, and then you have like another doorway into the place where the room is. So often that second doorway also requires a mezuzah. And then the third is, another scenario is just sometimes, for some strange reason, right, the door pulls out instead of pulling in which case that would require a mezuzah as well. So all those cases, so is that an issue? So, well, as long as you have it sounds like from Mishnah Berurah, as long as you have a case that is solid, even if you have a wrapping on the inside that is not solid, it sounds like that should be okay. The only problem is that, wait a second, all of those are considered meyuchad lekach. Right, all of those are considered to be there specifically for the mezuzah. I mean, that's how you put normal mezuzahs up. So, do you need more than that, or is that not sufficient? So the final line here of the Chachmas of the Mishnah Berurah is, he says, "Aval kasav Chachmas Adam devein b'mezuzah oshar svarim im asa mitchila beis kelim sheichashiv echad lekli besoch kli." That if you have in mind from the beginning, I am putting this this mezuzah inside this covering because I want this covering to be opaque, so that it's permitted to be in a bedroom of a married couple, says the Nishmas Adam, the Chachmas Adam, that should be sufficient, right? That's he says that is okay because that's what you had in mind from the beginning, right? So it's a kli miyuchad lekach because that's what I always use for my mezuzahs. But if I have in mind from the beginning that I'm not do or if I hire a mezuzah guy to put up my mezuzahs, and he has in mind from the beginning that this is a case that is specifically for this purpose, and not miyuchad lekach, not just a regular mezuzah case, so that should be, it sounds like that should be sufficient. So the minna generally is usually, most mezuzahs I put in a wax paper thing, which you could sort of see through, and then a blank covering. If I'm putting up a mezuzah in a bedroom, rather than put it in a wax paper covering, I put in a paper covering. So you put in a paper covering, and then within a case, so, and having in mind, saying that this should be okay, that should be sufficient. However, if you take a look, the last page here, I didn't actually label it, but this comes from Sefer HaMezuzah. Here we go. Well, we'll see this when we get up to Hilchos Mezuzah, perhaps more, but right, it's a pretty thick, it used to be, right, there's a Sefer Chovas Hadar, which is like very, you know, a thin Sefer in Hilchos Mezuzah, and recently this came out. So in the Sefer Mezuzah, so he has this halacha here. What about these two coverings? Yish Omer Shatzar Shakisa Sheni Lo Yeh Kavua Sham. It shouldn't be there. Rak Shei Chasas HaMezuzah B'Shas Tashmish B'Kisui Nosaf. He says, no, you need something additional that you specifically like have there for this purpose. Because if it's just simply a your regular mezuzah case that's just opaque, that's not sufficient. No, you could do that originally from the beginning. And it's possible to make it like the last shita. Not sure why that's a little bit of a strange language, but you could be make it like the last ones. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that way, which seems to be enough for me. And I would add as well that if you just keep some kind of vessel there that you know that's going to be that you'll put up during the time of Tashmish, so that also becomes Miyucha Lekach, right? That also becomes, that perhaps has, you know, that's my mezuzah cover at this time. So I'm not sure why you perhaps solve anything by having that additional chumrah. Okay. One other detail on this, and that is the bookshelves. So, wait a second. I thought I fixed this. Oops. No. This is right. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos Simen Resh Mem. Now, if you take out a classic Piskei, someone had to point this out to me. But if you take out a classic Piskei Tshuvos Resh Mem. Simon Reish Mem is the last sif in Chelik Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, right? Was the Shulchan Aruch is the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is set up like the order of the day. It starts with Shacharis, goes to Hilchos Brachos, and then Mincha and Maariv, and then Kriya Shema Lamita, and then Simon Reish Mem is Hilchos Tashmish Amita. And it's also, some of those halachas are also covered later on in Hilchos Evan Ezer. So in the Piskei Tshuvos, Simon, which is a pretty thick book. It seems like it includes all of Chelek Sheni. Simen Reish Mem is not in it, right? Somehow, I had to go back to Moznaim at some point and ask them for the separate Simen Reish Mem pamphlet, which is only for married people, not for Bachrim. So, there. Was able to pull up this page here. What about the bookcases that actually contain memsa midafasar mechuber lakir? So here he says. So here he's talking about the bookshelves. Mishnah Berurah and Simen Reish Mem says yimargez gadol shemachzik arbim sam. If it's a large thing that has vu amal ama brom shalosh amos. So this is already a pretty large bookcase, right? There, Cholkos Rishus Liatzmid has its own Rishus. You don't even have to put a covering on it, an additional covering on it. And there's some even machmer on that. So Chastima Samishabura B'deir Rishona, Lahakel Matzinu Ba'od Poskim, Ubefrat B'Sifrei Kodesh Shalanu, Asher Rubam Kukulam Kruchim B'Kricha, Asher Ladas Kamame Aposkim HaKricha, Arehu Kekisui Echad. That that our Sifrei Kodesh that are surrounded by binding, he says that already could count as one cover, right? You don't have scrolls sitting out there. You have books sitting out there, right? And the books already has a cover around the end. So assuming you actually keep your bookshelf somewhat neat and don't have everything on the side, right? So that already counts as one covering. Avalinya Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, there you'd be machmer, kol zman she'ina aron ha'machzik nefach, there you'd be machmer. But if it's just simply a bookcase that is in the bedroom, so if you cover it with a sheet or something like that, assuming all the books are set with the binding facing out, seems like many would be makel under that position as well. Right? Then it gets into whether the doors count and things like that. But that generally, if the room has a svarim in it, so it should have. Assuming all the again, if the svarim are all neatly so that the paper is not facing out. Putting a one cover on top of them should suffice for this halacha. Okay. Yes.
Let's say you have in your bedroom a sitter or something. So
it's the same thing, right? No, so that is an issue. Sefer Torah should be covered. In theory, should have a double covering. Now one can make a case that the sitter itself is covered. That maybe counts as a cover. Right, but you should have another cover, yeah. Or that not be kadosh. I mean, if you have like a Kriya Shema Lamita thing, right? So that perhaps if you don't put the Shema Shem on it, and so one can have in mind that that's not Davar Shebikdusha, that's a temporary thing. But other than that, right? Sounds like one should be machmer on this. So if somebody goes on vacation or something like that, so any svarim that a person brings, a tefillin that thousand tefillin that person brings, should be put in a bag. Should be kept in a bag at night. Okay. So So sif tes here. Ugh. Okay, so back to the tour itself. So here he could move a little bit. Actually, this is this halacha. Let's see. So sif tes kol hatmeim, all those that are tamei, afilu nidos, even those that are, even if a woman, it sounds like, even if a woman is in nida. So, mutarim lechos b'sefer Torah, velikros bo, is permitted to hold the Sefer Torah and read it, who shalo yuhu yidei mutunafos amulukhlachos, so long as their hands are not dirty, ela yirchatsu yidei amachakach yikrubo, rather they should wash their hands and then they could read from it. So anybody who brings up, right, so this gets into the, this always gets brought up with the woman dancing with the Sefer Torah, a Simchas Torah issue, so clearly, right, black on white, is a din in Shulchan Aruch, right, that there's no issue with a person that is a, with a woman that is a nida, carrying, holding a Sefer Torah. Where do we see that? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta, it's in Masechta's, well, you see here in the Beis Yosef on the bottom of the page, Siftes, that's what the Rambam says, V'nosan tamishum d'divrei Torah in mekablin tuma. That there is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos that quotes three Tanayim, I think, right? And comments, oh, we hold like these three people with regards to this halacha. And the last one listed is I think, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that d'divrei Torah ain't a mekablin tuma. So what it mean ain't a mekablin tuma? So you don't have to worry about tuma when it comes to learning, when it comes to raising, picking up svarim, and picking up, included in that here is the Shulchan Aruch. So it seems like there's no issue with a woman who is in Ida holding a Sefer Torah. The problem is that there might be an issue with her coming into shul in the first place, right? So if you take a look at the next page in the source sheet, where are we here? Yes, page 7. So Balkeri Mutter Bekriya Shema. So this is the halacha of a Balkeri should not daven until this is the Takanas Ezra, right? That anybody who I think that is a misprint, right? Chutz actually kolat meil korin b'torah of korin kriya shema umispalim. That nowadays all those that are tame can read Torah, learn shema and daven, except for a balkari shotziu. I believe it's Zera, not Ezra, right? Mikolat meim va'asu shotz. Oh, sorry, that's not true. Shotziu Ezra mikolat tameim, except for a balkari, because Ezra excluded the balkari from all those that are tamei. Va'aser bein b'divrei Torah bein b'kriyas shema v'tfila ad sheyitbol kedei shelo yehu talmud chacham etzuin eitzel nishosei mitarget nitarnegolim. That Ezra made a takana that men who become balkaris, meaning they have relations with their wives, right? So they should not daven, say Shema, or learn until they go to the mikvah. What's the reason? So that they not have relations with their wives too much. But then that takana was mevatel. And we went back to the original halacha. Right? And went back to the halacha that is not necessary. Meaning Ezra made some kind of ruling that men were having relations too often, so you wanted to make life difficult for them. So said, you're not allowed to daven until you go to the mikvah, right? Which meant that it would be a pain in the neck, that before they go to davening the next morning, they'd have to go to the mikvah. So those that say, those that have the minhag of going to the mikvah every day, they say, because we want to fulfill Takanas Ezra, that's actually not a fulfillment of the Takanas Ezra. Meaning, if you're going to the mikvah every day because not because you're having relations every night, because that's your minute to go to the mikveh every day. So Takanas Ezra was for a specific purpose. That's not fulfilling that specific purpose. That just means that it's part of your daily practice to go to the mikveh every morning. But anyways, the Shulchan Aruch here, the Ramah continues on, but anyways, the minug was mevatel. Comes the Ramah and says, Yesh shekasfu she'en le'isha nida bimei rayasa lichanes lebeis hamerchatz ahakneses o lehispalel o lahasker Hashem o liga b'sefer. There are those that wrote, I'm not sure, I actually saw the Darkei Moshe here doesn't quote it, he sends you the Hilchos Nida, I didn't have a chance to look it up where he's getting this from, but there are those that say that a Nida should not walk into shul or daven, or mention the Shem Hashem, or touch a Sefer Torah, go to the next page. V'yeshem mutarim b'chol v'chein ikar. It says the Ghost, maybe there are those that matter it. That's Rashi Hilchos Nida. Aval ha-minug minius eil gesor rishon. But our minug is like the first opinion to be machmir. Uvimei Libun nagu heter vafil makum shnagu lahachmir v'biyam noroyim b'chay gav nisharav mi'asvim leil lebeis haknesim utarim leil lebeis haknesim. He says, however, even those that are machmir during the yom noroyim, one has the right to be makel. So there's this minug of the Ramah that sounds like that's what people did, that women, when they were during the, when they were actually nidos, not during the waiting time afterwards, the Yimei Libun, but when they're actually nidos, they would not go to shul. Says the Mishnah. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah back on page 1, there are those that extended this to include even women that after they gave birth. So he says that's not correct. But then at the bottom here, Uvim Yan Min Zev Sim Kufnun Gimel Kasef Shelo Nagu Rak Shelo Lichnos Lebeis Hakneses Flo Liro Sefer Torah. Right, not to go to shul and not to see the Sefer Torah. V'gam Shemispalim In Omedes Bifnei Chavruser, not to sit among other people. Ushu Minug V'Kavod Osen Kain, and because that was because of Minug and Kavod. Again, I don't know what minug and what kavod, but that's what they says. V'lo mishum, but not because of any type of iser. V'chem iskim ma'achron, the shrikhli is fal b'vesa, they should daven in their house. V'lvar kol ha-brachos v'frat brachos ha-mazon, v'kiddush shehu min ha-torah. Except for Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, which was required min ha-Torah. So there was apparently some minug not to do it. The Ramah records the minug became... Sorry, to do it, but the Mishnah Berurah says that by us already, Noagim Heter Liolam, Mavirchas Oisfalam, Mikomalkam Lo Yistaklu Besefer Torah, Beshash Magbiyam Osa, Liros La'am, O Kasav Shol Yichnus Lebeis HaKvaros, Achi Yitbilu. He says, Mishnah Berurah concludes by saying that our minug is that we're not machmer in this at all, but there still was an idea, according to the Mishnah Berurah, of not to look at the Sefer Torah. I still don't know what that's about. I don't know if there are those, if the recommendation is to do that today. I don't know what they teach in the Beis Yaakovs, but apparently that is still on the books in the Mishnah Berurah, at least, of not looking at Sifrei Torah, and I believe even in the Piskei Tshuva he still maintained that somewhat, although the Piskei Tshuva is a Hasidish author, so. No, this is already the next halacha. I didn't put it in. Okay, so there is some halacha. So there's no issue with holding the Sefer Torah. There just may be an issue. The only thing really on the books, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is looking at a Sefer Torah, which you're not doing if you're holding the Sefer Torah.
You can look at the Sefer Torah if it's closed?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Meaning an open Sefer Torah, meaning looking at the Ksav, the writing of the Sefer Torah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this being able to hold a Sefer Torah is like a secret halacha because nobody ever brings this up when they talk about it.
What do you mean?
It's always brought up as a woman can't hold it because she might be a nida, and nobody ever says, yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, most do matter. I mean, I just took a look today, just look to see what the halacha website say about it, and Din Online quotes the halacha clearly and says it's mutter, and they're one of these Lakewood batidinim. That's
where did you look it up?
One of these I don't know, Din Online, I think. One of the Lakewood batidinim websites. They quote it straight out. Yeah, in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, he still quotes it. He also quotes a minhag of not touching the walls of the kotel, that if you go to the kotel, not to touch the walls during the when a woman is benida. But he says even that if there's some kind of big reason, whatever that means, that she some important reason, so then it would be permitted. Okay, so again, where it's coming from, I don't have any great answers on it. It's after 8:00 already. All right, maybe we'll stop here before we head on to the next section, having to do with Seamus, some of our favorite topics, and then Mirza Shem pick up.
As a combination of that, we can
finally get rid of everything. Yeah. Yeah. Next week, well, let's put it this way. If it's not Monday night, it's not going to be Wednesday night either. So hopefully we'll be able to finally get us back to Monday night.